Michael, in 2011, Delaware joined a growing number of states that offer world language credit based on proficiency in a student's native language. What that means is that English language learners no longer have to earn 2 credits in a world language.
That's absolutely right. Last year, we had heard that there were some students who had a background from Central America who were sitting in Spanish class. And so last spring, with financial support from the Department of Education, we provided 26 students with the option to take a test in their native language in Seaford School District. And all 26 passed, and all 26 filled their language requirement. And what was really valuable about that was that for these students who are coming into high school at 14 and 15 years old, they were able to show that they are smart. They were able to show that they had some grit and persistence. And it literally was a game changer for many of these students who were not feeling good about coming to school every day and instead were able to show their parents and show their classmates and show their teachers that, in fact, they are smart and that they can do it. They just lack having the language skills. And as a result of that, we then sent out a grant this fall to all of the districts to apply to participate in this same process. So we had many of our districts decide to engage with us on this. And so we're really excited that now hundreds and hundreds of Delaware students whose first language is not English are going to be able to receive credit in their native language so that they can, A, get some credits, and then, B, be able to really work hard on in the areas where they need the most help, and that's in English proficiency.
You mentioned that some of the students you met in Seaford were lacking confidence, and I think many teachers would say that is common for English language learners to become frustrated or anxious, which can have an outcome which is certainly not desirable. The U.S. Department of Education in 2012 released data that nearly half of the states graduated less than 60% of its ESL students. How does the first state shape up?
What we know is that our graduation rates for students with limited English proficiency is not high. Currently, only about 75% of students who have limited English proficiency, in fact, graduate from our high schools. So we saw this as a real opportunity to engage them and meet them where they were in order to help them get where they need to be. It's our desire to take that 14 or 15-year-old who is coming into our country and be able to say to them that we acknowledge that you don't know our primary language here, and we also want to make sure that they have an opportunity to demonstrate proficiency in a language that they do know to help them succeed in high school.
And it can certainly be argued that there is a need in Delaware. Between 1997 and 2015, the number of English language learners in the state rose 369%.
You know, Delaware is quickly becoming one of the most diverse states in the nation, despite our small size. There's some reports out there that indicate that by 2035, we'll be the 5th most diverse state in the nation. And so this is an opportunity that our districts and the state are pretty excited about, that we've created this flexibility for students so that we can give them some credit in these courses, but simultaneously begin to focus their time and effort in an area where they do need to work, and that's in demonstrating English proficiency as well.
The grant is officially called the Assessing Native Language Proficiency for English Language Learners. 7 Delaware school districts got awards, which is basically to cover the cost of the tests.
That's correct. So the state is picking up the cost of those tests, which can be sort of expensive, but we are willing to do it. It's the right thing to do, and it is our hope from the department's perspective that once we complete this process, that this will just become one more thing that we do in Delaware. It becomes part of the way in which we do business around here to help students who are coming into Delaware who aren't speaking English.
This year alone, Michael, Dover High School will use the grant to offer tests in 8 different languages. How is the state going to balance the growing need with the challenge of crafting district and state budgets?
It's a great question. I think the legislature has been great in providing us with a degree of flexibility to help our students who need help the most. And so I would argue that $40,000 distributed across 8 districts is a pretty good investment for students to be able to demonstrate proficiency. The districts no longer have to use a unit for that teacher to train students in a language that they already know. And so they're actually getting credits. I actually think that we're saving the state a tremendous amount of money by participating in this project.
While this grant and the testing it will support is helpful, it should be noted that many English language learners may be the first person in their family to attend college, or they may attend college part-time to support their families. Are there additional resources available to these students?
So I'm so glad you asked that question. So the Delaware Department of Education has recently put our compendium, which is a resource for students who want to go to college, into several languages, not just in English. And we're doing an active campaign right now, a FAFSA campaign, and helping our high school students and their families who don't necessarily speak English. We're doing training with Stand By Me and with other organizations around the state to help support those individuals and make sure that they fully recognize the opportunities that are available to the families and students that we serve in the state. We are putting an investment into first-generation students to go to college. There's an effort that the department is providing some of the funds for in a partnership with St. Andrews, a private school where high school students from Delaware are going in the summer, and they're spending several weeks there really getting trained up on what it means to be successful in college. So there's a myriad of initiatives that Delaware is applying to this work. So I would encourage your listeners to go to our website. It's www.delawaregoestocollege.org. That's delawaregoestocollege.org.